Chapter 8. Harminder Alone.
I'm sure they think I'm really stupid,
thought Harminder.
And I am, because I believed them. Spend time with your dad before his operation, they said. They weren't worried about me spending time with Dad. The only thing they wanted was enough time to escape with the money.
Vanessa didn't want to go to the police. She said that very clearly. But Shauna was different. At least, Harminder thought Shauna was different. She thought that after all this was over, they could be friends. But now, she didn't know what to think anymore.
Maybe they've gone to get a drink or something to eat,
thought Harminder. But she knew the truth. Without Harminder there to stop her, Vanessa probably talked to Shauna about all the places Shauna could go on her honeymoon. They could share the money, half each, 50-50. That was enough to go on honeymoon for over 3 months. Harminder could hear Vanessa. It was so easy to believe her. She was the perfect actress.
Excuse me,
said a gentle voice, making Harminder jump.
Sorry, I didn't want to frighten you.
Harminder turned around and saw a young man. He was smiling kindly, and when Harminder saw that his arm was in a plaster, she started to relax.
No, I'm sorry. How can I help?
Can you tell me the way to King's Cross Station? I came here in an ambulance, but I don't know this part of London, and I'm not sure how to get back home from here.
I don't know, but I've got a map in the car,
said Harminder. She was about to put the key in the door when her mobile phone beeped. She had a new message. She took the phone out of her pocket and began to read. You are in danger.
No. This can't be happening. These things happen in films, not to people like me,
she thought, reading the message a second time. She looked up slowly at the reflection of the man in the car window. For a moment, she couldn't believe what she saw. She was too frightened to breathe. He was taking off the plaster. It was fake. He didn't have a broken arm. He was taking something out of his jacket. Then Harminder realized what it was. He was pulling out a gun.